Blog Talk Radio.
Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you very much, my brothers and sisters, for joining us this beautiful Sunday morning as we bring to you another great show, talk show, inspiring spiritual talk show, for your enjoyment and for your knowledge, for your inspiration. We want you to join us this morning on the talk show also. Push that number one button, and you will show up. Your phone number will show up in our studio. Then we can call you on and have you to give us a comment. Ask us a question. Yes, I said you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. And I'm a little hoarse this morning, so bear with me, please. Thank you. Please join us every Sunday morning. We're trying to bring Imam Shabazz up. I see him here. Sometimes the phone gives me a problem trying to bring somebody up. But I think I have it now. All right. Assalamu alaikum. Good morning to you, Imam Shabazz.
Wa alaikum salam.
Good to know that you're here this morning.
Yes, Ramadan Mubarak.
Coming down the bar to you, yes. Today's show will be on Ramadan. Ramadan, the month that brought human intelligence back to our spiritual. Human intelligence is the ability to be able to know right from wrong. But when people refuse to believe in the unseen, human intelligence in people lose the ability to think, and people become slaves to their false desires. Then evil can and will take over and come, take total control over human life, which is spiritual life. People, we don't see with our eyes. We see with our spiritual. This is called spiritual insight. As such beings, we only have animal life. This life keeps us spiritually blind and spiritually dead. People, this is the real slavery. When we are in this condition, we become slaves to our own evil desires. Then we are no longer human. We become jinns or evil spirits working to spread evil in the world. And people, no one can free you from this state of material death. You, as an individual, have to free yourself from your own false desires. So as you can see, we're going to have a heavy, very heavy discussion this morning. We thank you for joining us. And I will now introduce you to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum, everybody. We want to say to everybody, whether you're fasting or not, Ramadan Mubarak. This in translated in the English language would be bless Ramadan. We pray you are blessed Ramadan. So, and the return is Ramadan Mubarak. We pray you are blessed Ramadan. Now, what are we saying before we go into the topic? We're saying that this month here, Ramadan, is the most special month in the life for all human beings, not just Muslims. Because the last prophet that was sent by the Creator to with his last and final revelations, he sent that prophet to all mankind. All the other prophets and messengers he sent to a certain group of people. But this particular prophet he sealed. Sealed means ain't no more coming. Ain't no more prophets coming. And this is Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, prayers and peace be upon him. He was the last prophet for all humankind. And the revelations that Allah revealed to him in the Holy Quran is a message of truth and clear truth and understanding of what was taught by all the prophets and all the messengers. Peace be upon them all, of the Creator. There's only one Creator. Allah simply means in Arabic, one Creator. And His will is all in all, meaning that everything you see function, and everything you see and don't see, His will is all in all. In everything created, His will is directing, it's guiding. His will is sustaining everybody and everything, whether you believe in Him or not. And I read before I opened the prayer where the Creator said, in spite of even people who deliberately do wrong, He said if they would just stop and think for a moment and turn back to Him and turn back to God, the consciousness of their Creator, and know that He created them to live a good life, not an evil life, not a bad life. He said He will still forgive them because He said He don't want any of our human beings to, you know, enter the hellfire. So He gives us that's why He say when He decreed or ordained His creation in the heavens and the earth, that He have decreed, ordained that His mercy prevail over His wrath. So, as we can see, we have a Creator, and He's so merciful to us that we owe Him thanks. We owe Him gratitude. You know, every day He gives us, He's given us another chance, another opportunity to do self-research. Research our own self and ask your own self, am I satisfied with the life I'm living? And if you live in an evil life, you know you ain't satisfied with that life. And if you're living a good life, you know that you're pleasing to your Creator because He gives you His good pleasure. When you please Him, in return, your reward, He say, is His good pleasure. And that's what keeps the human being alive, is the good pleasure of our Creator. Because when you're not pleased, you start doing things like, you know, like taking drugs, alcohol, or you start doing things to try to find some peace, because the human being by nature, our nature is created good. In our nature, Allah said He created the nature of good in every human being. So by nature, we're good. And the human being's soul and heart always is trying to call us to the good. But if you're looking at all the things on the outside, that will deflect your attention away from the goodness of your Creator inside your own heart and soul, and you will be under the influence of evil. Allah said this world is the root of all evil. So you see, people, how important it is to take your attention off the things you see and realize these things are just a test. They really are an illusion. And they will delude you or take your focus off the Creator and keep your focus off the Creator as long as you follow them. That includes the biggest misleader of people to keep their focus on this evil, and the evil of this world is ourselves. So with that said, we're open with their thought. I know we open, but this is part of the prayer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Sirata ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayri al-maghdubi 'alayhim wa ad-dallin. Amin. People, we just said in Arabic, translated into this English language, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid alone do we seek. We ask you, Allah, to show us your straight path. And we pray and ask you, Allah, to guide us on your straight path. And we ask and plead with you, Allah, to protect us from going astray off your straight path, which is a righteous path, into the paths, all the paths that leads us into evil. We seek refuge with you against our own evil, and the evil of the Satan and his followers that we can't see, the jinn. They're called jinns or demons by some people. But you can't see them, but they can't come into the human being life unless we're already following our own carnal or selfish desires. Then we open the door for all the evil from Satan, our arch enemy, the chief enemy of the human being. We let our enemy in our life, and he lead us to destruction even quicker, to destroy our own selves and our own human race. So, I mean, that is the thought. Yeah, so we thank you again, people, this blessed month, the month that Allah revealed the beautiful and clear revelations in the Holy Quran in what's called the Night of Power. And these last 10 days of Ramadan we're going into to conclude this month, this blessed month, this month that's more blessed than 1,000 months, we're going into that night. And see, Allah said the night of power. So the whole month of Ramadan we're fasting, and, you know, we're going through what we are obligated by Allah to do during the fast month. But the biggest part of the month of Ramadan is the night of power. And I believe we're going to have a guest that want to speak on the night of power so that we can better understand what the night of power represents. And this particular man, if he comes on, he's a learned man, and man is, you know, fluent in the Arabic of the Quran. And he can, because no other language can give you the whole truth without some falsehood mixed with it except the Quran. Allah protected the Quran from corruption. So Allah say no falsehood can approach the Quran from before the Quran, behind. In other words, he's saying no falsehood can enter his truth. It's just like you putting water and oil together. What they do, they immediately what separate. So when we try to invent any of our ungodly ideologies, ideas into this beautiful way of life that the Quran, Allah has revealed in the Quran for all human beings and all creation, we only go astray farther away from him. Allah only say those whose hearts are pure and clean, who desire to live a good life, a morally upright life. He said only those are the people he were blessed to understand his message in the Quran. And so reading the Quran, just quoting the words, is that's not reading the Quran. When Allah blesses you with understanding of the Quran, his truth in the Quran, and you begin to practice his truth in the Quran, following the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, then you know you're on the right path. And his life is clear. His life is not a mystery. When you read the Quran, you're reading his life. His life was the Quran. His life is the Quran. So when you read the Quran, if you want to follow Prophet Muhammad, all you got to do is obey and follow the guidance of Allah in the Quran. Now, of course, we have what's called hadiths, and I'm through at this time after I say this, the sayings of Prophet Muhammad, where he explained the Quran in detail so we can understand how to incorporate the Quran in our everyday practical life. And it's very clear. And you know all the hadiths of the Prophet because they are confirmed in the Quran. If any hadith somebody tell you, you read the Quran and it conflicts with what Allah said in the Quran, that's not up from Prophet Muhammad. Because Allah say in my conclusion, he or she that obeys Prophet Muhammad obeys Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabab, reality of the Creator. And I want to thank you this morning for joining us. And yes, Imam Shabab, I see we do have some guests on this morning. There's someone that was on here, I think, before we got on here. Good. I haven't done a lot. And we want to say assalamu alaikum to you and thank you for joining us this morning. And yes, we want to hear from you. We see your number here in our studio. And if there's any questions, any statement or comments you'd like to make, as a guest, definitely we know that you have some comments to make. And we want to hear from you now. So I'm going to call the number. It's 404-247-4713. That's 404-247-4713. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This is Kareem Shabazz from Atlanta, Georgia. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. Ramadan Kareem to you also.
I wanted to talk this morning a little bit about Laylatul Qadr, or the Night of Power, because as Imam said, it's approaching us in the next few days of Ramadan. And I looked for information, diverse information about Laylatul Qadr, and most of the scholars and agree with what is said in the Quran, which really basically gives us all the information that we need to know about Laylatul Qadr. And so it's not a long, drawn-out talk about Laylatul Qadr. But it starts with the angel Gabriel first speaking to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this night, which marked the beginning of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mission.
That's right.
These revelations continued throughout the remainder of his life until he had received the entire Holy Quran as we see it today.
That's right.
This night of power is considered the most appropriate time of the entire year to pray for salvation and blessings.
That's right.
It is believed that a Muslim's past sins are forgiven if the person prays throughout this night. Muslims worldwide assemble at mosques during the Isha prayer, with many prayers being made until midnight. I remember when I was in Syria, I used to go to the mosque on the 27th of Ramadan, and it was like a Salat al-Jumu'ah. I mean, the mosque was filled from the bottom to the top, and people stayed there most of the night. There's a difference of opinion, however, about the date of Laylatul Qadr, but in general, it is agreed that it is most likely to be in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, with the odd nights being more likely.
Right.
Although the Prophet ﷺ did not mention a specific date for the Night of Power, he did say to seek it in the last 10 days on the odd nights. The odd nights mean the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, or 29th day of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
Most Sunni Muslim scholars believe it is on the 27th day of Ramadan, which means the night before the 27th of Ramadan, since the Islamic day starts with nightfall. Muslims celebrate long into the night with prayers, readings, recitation, meditation, and religious study, saying this is a good night for prayers to be answered, sins to be forgiven, and divine blessings to be made. It is believed that worshiping on this night brings more reward than in 1,000 months, which is 83
right.
years, or virtually an entire lifetime. Allah
yes.
says in the Quran, "We have sent down this Quran in the night of glory." And what do you know what the night of glory is? The night of glory is better than 1,000 months. The angels and the spirit descend in it with every decree. By the permission of their Lord, that night is peace until the rising of the dawn. This can be found in Surah 97, Al-Qadr, and
mm-hmm.
verses 1 to 5.
Yes.
The words in the original are Anzalnahu. We ourselves have sent it down. Here it has been said, we have sent down the Quran in the night of glory of destiny. And in Al-Baqarah, Ayah 185, Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was sent down. This shows that the night in which the angel of Allah had brought down revelation for the first time to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the cave of Hira was a night of the month of Ramadan. This night has been described as Laylatul Qadr. This blessed night commemorates the arrival of the final guidance for humans. It is a tribute to the beginning of the last testament. We have seen the Old Testament, we've seen the New Testament, and the Holy Quran is the last testament revealed for mankind by the Creator. A message which shows mankind the way to achieve happiness in both the worlds. Just as the arrival of a newborn child is celebrated on its birthday, and then every year as a bringer of joy and fulfillment to the family, Laylatul Qadr is celebrated as a bringer of light and guidance for mankind.
Yes,
however,
it is.
Unlike the birthday, which is a celebration with a feast for the senses, Laylatul Qadr is a feast for the soul, a feast of
That's
worship
right.
and prayers. Some ahadith indicate that the fate of every believer for the coming year is decreed on this night. That is why du'as on this night ask for special favors for the year. Believers are encouraged to stay awake the entire night and pray for blessings and forgiveness. It is the holiest night of the year, and it would be unwise to be heedless of the tremendous benefits of this night. It is reported in the hadith that whoever keeps awake on the night of Qadr will have his or her sins forgiven, even if
That's
they
right.
equal the number of stars in heaven.
That's right.
It is also recommended on this night to say the following. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. O Allah, I ask you for the sake of your revealed book and what is in it, and in it is your greatest name and all your beautiful names and what is feared and what is hoped. For make me amongst those whom you have saved from the fire, and say 70 times, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. I mean,
Imam, could you let the audience know what you just said in English?
Astaghfir is asking Allah for his forgiveness.
And the other part?
And the other part is, I'm not really sure what it means, but it's
okay.
a very famous dua that is said by people seeking forgiveness of Allah.
Okay. All right, well, we thank you, Brother Imam, and that was very clear, and it was very concise, and it was direct to the point, and it can be confirmed, everything you said, in the Quran. It's no doubt about that. Anybody that knows the Quran, understands the Quran, Allah has blessed, they know that you just gave a clear understanding of how important this one night is in the life of the whole human race. You didn't say the Muslims. You said the human race. And that's how it's supposed to be delivered by all imams or leaders in this way of life. It's a way of life. It's not a religion. That night, and I've been emphasizing that night to people, Muslims and non-Muslims. I've been letting the people who haven't accepted Islam know that, hey, this is a way of life for you all too. This is for humanity. And all praise is due to Allah. The people are responding to Islam now more than they ever have in my little 60-something-odd years. And I am so grateful and humbled to be living to see the people in America in particular, and especially among the so-called, you know, Caucasian and Jews, having more respect. Even during the month of Ramadan, they greet us. A lot of them fast with us. And that's so good. And you got lots of Muslim of all the human race here in this country this month. They fast along with us because they realize, as the Imam said, that there is only one Creator. They can worship Him whatever way they choose. They have a choice, but they all recognize that it's something about Islam that have a great meaning for all human beings, and it's what the brother Imam just said. It's this night of power that the Creator sent down His revealed truth so that we could come back into real life, and that real life is a spiritual and intelligent life, the life of a thinking human being. See, because when you think, you can understand right from wrong. But when you are caught up into materialism and carnal pleasures, you can't think. You only act on your animal instincts. And that's the way you go astray, and you're led into false and evil desires, which leads you to self-destruction and the destruction of the human, your human family, your human race. That's what we see right now with most Muslims and most people all over the world. Brother Imam, as you had expressed, you had to flee for your life out of Syria, and this is all around the world. Muslims are being persecuted more than any people on the planet Earth, and there's a reason for that. Maybe we go into that this time or maybe another time, but we want to right now give a way to any more guests we have, and thank you, Brother Imam.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Beautiful, beautiful, brother. Brother, I want to ask just the brother. I believe I understood him to say that the fate of every believer for the coming year is decreed on this night, the night of our call. Is this right?
Yes.
Wow, wow, that's tough. That's something to think about.
Most powerful.
And we should take it seriously. I mean,
that's right.
This is the last message that mankind is going to get. You know, we call the Prophet Muhammad Rasul is a messenger. And this is the last messenger and the last message that humankind is going to receive until the day of judgment.
Correct.
And so it's necessary for us to take these things seriously if we care about tomorrow, if we care
That's
about
right.
making it to Jannah or going to the hellfire, because those are real places. They're real
That's
experiences
right.
that we're going to really experience.
That's right, Brother Imam.
And the answers to all the, excuse me, Imam, the answers to all the problems that we have is found in the Quran.
That's correct.
All the problems of drug addiction, of criminality, of prostitution, of lying,
homosexuality,
stealing. All of these things are solved in the Quran. But we're
That's
not,
correct.
When we do dawah, we're not telling people what Allah says about these things. And it's
That's
very
right.
important that we do. Because people are looking for solutions. And one of the reasons why they're coming to Islam in crowds now is because we have solutions for them that they can't find anyplace else. And the solutions are very easy and very simple to implement.
Yeah, that's
it's
exactly
just a matter
right.
of you changing your lifestyle.
That's right.
And living your life according to what Allah says that is good for the man and good for the
exactly.
woman.
Exactly. Thank you, brother, ma'am. Powerful, very powerful. Words of wisdom, hikmah, wisdom, Allah's wisdom that He created every human being with. Wisdom and understanding. But you have to choose to follow His guidance and not your will or anybody else's will. His will leads us to Him, Allah, the Creator. I don't like to say Him because, you know, the Creator is neither male nor female in this language. It, I don't like to. That's why I like imams like this to come on and speak the Arabic and then translate it into English, because you're going to get the understanding, the right understanding. And I thank Allah for Al-Islam and thank Allah for scholarly imams like this imam. So with that said, I won't say no more. If you have anybody or sister that want to come on, we do want to hear from our older guests. But I knew Brother Imam was going to give us the clear understanding of what, how serious and valuable the Night of Power is. It's not just a night, but it's our whole life as a human being. That's our whole life. So that night is when our whole life was revealed to us. And that life ain't animal life. It won't our body, as the Imam said. Your birthday, I'm 50, I'm 100. No, You ain't born until you come into spiritual life. Long as you're not without spiritual life on this planet, you're without the guidance of Allah. And without the guidance of Allah, you don't have life. You have only death, spiritual and mental death. And that spiritual and mental death leads you and keeps you into evil. And you can't overcome it without the help of Allah. And He have revealed all the help we need, as the brother said, for every problem. And I want to say this, Brother Imam, because this is powerful. Allah just revealed this to me, too. When you quoted out of Surah 2, Al-Baqarah, I think it was, when Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, say, He revealed this, His truth to humankind to bring them back to the spiritual life He created for us, and for us to live a good life here and to have a good life here and in the hereafter until the rise of dawn. I understand that. I stand to be corrected. But I understand that not to be the rise of dawn and in a particular day in this world. Allah say when we are resurrected out of our dead graves for judgment, why is it called the day of judgment? Because Allah said we don't even live in this world today. He say a thousand of our, what we call years, it's like one day to Him. So when we are resurrected out of our dead graves, it will be just like we are rising up from the dawn. You know, Fajr. Dawn means Fajr, Fajr prayer. And that will be the first day of your life if you make it to Jannah. Then that's the first day of your life, your real life, your spiritual life. We don't even live a day here. Allah called our life here a fleeting life. And that's why we can't waste time. We ain't got time for no foolishness and being hypocrisy, playing with our faith. We must take faith seriously, because a brother imam said it, and I was going to say it too. The judgment day and paradise, the Jannah, the heaven of Allah is real. And also the hellfire that Allah had prepared for the munafiquns and the kafirun, the hypocrites and the disbeliever, that's real too. And Allah, I was going to say, Allah says in the Quran, I won't have to quote the ayats, you can read the Quran for yourself, but Allah said that even that judgment day, the final judgment day, when we're all dead and we're resurrected out of our dead graves, He said that's very, very near. And we can see, look at how people are dying. They ain't dying in small numbers and being killed all over the world, more and more every day. And our time is going to come around, too. And we don't know when it's going to come around. That's why we should stay always remembering this night that Allah revealed his power through his message of truth to save us from the evil of ourselves and the evil of this evil, ungodly, material world, which is only an illusion. It's just a test. And Allah say this material world and everything in it ain't nothing but goods and chattels of deception. He called this whole world a deceiver. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, it's my friend. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us today, and we pray a lot that you are really enjoying the discussion today, because you're receiving some profound, profound knowledge and information that you did not know, and that will save your life. That will bring you back to your Creator the right way. The way, and have you to live life the way He has chosen you to live. So, if there is any questions or any comments that you have, push that number one button on your phone. Your number will light up in our studio, and we'll be glad to have you on for your feedback. Yes, we do have another guest here, and that guest, as we all know, beautiful brother up. We have him from North Carolina. I'm trying to bring him on now. Okay, I believe I have him. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Ramadan Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah. Ramadan Mubarak. I'm Abdul Kareem from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Alhamdulillah. I want to give my salams to everyone on the show. And I just left the jail maybe an hour ago, having the same discussion about how wonderful the month of Ramadan is, and especially with the focus on these last 10 days, these last 10 nights of Ramadan. And this is when the Quran was actually revealed, on the night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power that comes in one of these 10 nights. So I was telling the brothers there, I mean, we always, as Muslims, we always live, you know, with hope and fear. You know, we fear Allah, but we have so much hope in Allah's mercy. And, you know, we fear Allah to keep us on the right path, you know, so that we don't stray too far. And we have so much hope in Allah's mercy that, you know, when we make mistakes, the mistakes that we're all going to make, or when we sin, or when we fall, or turn left when we should have turned right, we know that Allah is most merciful, most gracious, and loves for us to repent to Him. And if we didn't repent to Him, I think Imam Shabazz said last week, if we didn't repent to Him, Allah would replace us with the people that did. You know, He'd wipe us all out and replace us with people who did ask for forgiveness, make mistakes and ask for forgiveness. So, but these last 10 days, I told the brothers there, and, you know, Allah forgive me if I was wrong, I said, if you fasted like you should have, or if you didn't fast like you should have, if you prayed like you should have, or you didn't pray like you should have, if you did a lot of good deeds, or you didn't do a lot of good deeds, same with bad deeds, forget, erase it all right now, because these last 10 days are better than 1,000, there's a day in here that's better than a lifetime of praying. Because the
That's
Prophet, right, alhamdulillah, the Prophet said in a hadith that I don't have word for word, but he said, you know, his ummah, us, you know, his ummah, people who follow him, we're going to live between, I think, the ages of 60 and 70, like the bulk, the majority of us. And we know that the Prophet died at 63, and so did Abu Bakr and
yes.
Did Umar. You know, that's right, mm-hmm. They died at 63. And he said the majority of his ummah, that's the lifespan. So, you know there's going to be some young kids who are going to probably die early, and some people are going to live to be 100, you know, but the majority, 60 to 70, and you have one night in these last 10 days that if you do it right, you don't quarrel with people. You get up and you make wudu and you pray to your Lord only for his pleasure. This one night you can get 1,000 months, you know, which the calculation is 80 plus years of worship, which is a lifetime, you know, more than the average lifetime of a Muslim in just one night. It's better than 1,000 months in one night. So I told him, whether you did a good job, because I know fasting in jail isn't the easiest thing. You know, I always wanted to think I'm tough, but, you know, if I had to break my fast on 4 slices of bread and some peanut butter and jelly, I think I would, you know, I would take back I think I'm tough statement and go back to the fact that I know I'm not that tough. You know, but I told him, however good you did, buckle down these last 10 days, these last 10 days, these last 10 nights of Ramadan. Buckle down and go ahead and get up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning only for the purpose of worshiping your Lord while everybody else is asleep. And make wudu, and, you know, wudu is just that ritual purification, because I know, you know, we like to explain those words that we take for granted because you've been Muslim a year or two. But wudu is a little purification, that like a ritual purification that the Prophet taught us to do before we pray. And to have your prayer accepted, you need to have a good wudu, you know, a good purification. And it's a very simple process, and the Prophet showed us. And so go ahead and get up and use that water and make that purification and make that prayer at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And maybe we can catch Laylatul Qadr and we could gain a lifetime's worth of praise, of praising our Lord in just one night. So alhamdulillah, of course, I love a beautiful topic, especially during a beautiful, glorious month like this one, Ramadan. I thank the co-host, and the brother from Atlanta, the imam that you have there. And alhamdulillah, I look forward to listening and learning more, because a reminder benefits the believer. So I try to be a believer. I hope I'm accepted as a believer. And every time I hear something good, I try to expand on it in myself first before I try to go explain it to someone else. Assalamu alaikum. Beautiful. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To you, Brother Imam, and Ramadan Mubarak. Well said, and keeping right and in line with what we're talking about. This night is very, very important, you know, and not just for Muslims, but I want to emphasize for all human beings. And so this is why we should not only try to stay up for that night, but we should stay up that night, and in our prayers, we should pray for all humankind. We shouldn't just pray ourselves and let our prayers, our salat prayers, be just supplications, be just for ourselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never just prayed for his ummah. He prayed. He had friends that were Christians. He prayed for them. Also, in Abyssinia, there was a king called Amajasa. That was one of his best friends. He protected him and his followers many, many times in their early days when the Quran was being revealed to him from the Quraysh of Mecca, the pagans, Arabs, from killing the Holy Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, of all the righteous in the heavens and on earth. So we want to take this night serious. You know, this is our life. You know, you have no life without taqwa. And Allah says in the Quran, I do want to mention, because it's very important, Allah don't just say fear me in the Quran. Allah says fear me. Allah says believe in the unseen. The believers are those who believe in who fear Allah first and believe in the unseen. Why is it in that order? We don't see Allah, but Allah is everywhere. Allah is everywhere. Allah is all encompassing, it meaning that he's everywhere. You don't see him, but he's saying the Quran, who keeping you alive? He said he's closer to us than our jugular vein. Most people think that, the physical body, you know, your brain, you got a brain in your body, you got a heart, and you got vessels, and you got your lungs and blood flow, and they think the body is keeping them alive. And then how do you know this? You know it by the way they live. They live and they live like animals live. Only Allah say they're worse than animals because Allah say He created the human being to be the highest of His creation. But He say when we reject His truth in our life, we will fall to the lowest depths of moral degradation. We will do what we see people doing now. Unthinkable horrors to their own humankind. So we need to take this serious. We need to understand that, the significance of this one night. And I did want to say this briefly, and I'm through. Allah says, this is very important too, Brother Imam, both brothers. Allah says the believers, He didn't say the Muslims. He said, the mu'minun, the believers' intentions are better than our actions. So even if you try to stay up during that night, and for you, you can't. You just fall asleep. You can't because you've been up making all your rest of your prayers and fasting during the day. Allah say your intent will still get you, earn you the same as one who was able to stay up to sunrise during that night. He said, your intentions will earn you the same blessing, and you will still get that 80-some-odd years of blessings, just like the one who was able to stay up. Because Allah bases and judges us as human beings, not based on just our action, but more so, He judges us based on our intentions. And Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, we will be raised up on the day of Yom Kiyamah, resurrection and judgment, what? Based on what? Our intentions in this world. And so Allah also say, on the other hand, in my conclusion, He say the disbelievers and the hypocrites, I'm talking about deliberate hypocrites and deliberate rejectors of faith in Allah, He said their intention is worse than their actions. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabab, Reality of the Creator. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. And if there is any of you in the audience who's listening, but preferring not to talk at this time, if you decide that you do want to say something, you do want to ask a question, then push the number one button on your phone, and your number will show up in the studio, and we will be glad to have you join us today. And we want to remind you that we are here every Sunday at 12 o'clock. And now, for those of you who are listening in, you see the power of the show that we're having. And we're talking about the night of power, the most important day, night in your year, in the whole year. No night was important than this night. And we have to understand that and understand why. Because not only are the blessings, it's important because of the blessings that we receive. It's important because of the fate of every believer for the coming year and it's decreed on this night. And it's important for us to realize that this is the night when the prophet was given the Quran information, the Quran, all the knowledge that's within the Quran. And he was given it because it's the word of the Creator. It is his speaking to you, using the prophet to tell you, using him as a messenger to bring this message, to bring the information around you about how to live your life. It's your guidance, directions for your life, all your life. And it's more important than anything else in life that you could do. So we want to thank you for joining us, and we want to ask you to please invite others if you are enjoying the conversation. Join the knowledge to receive it. Please invite others to join us, let them know about it. And also feel free again, put your number one button on the phone, and we'll be glad to have you give us some feedback. That's the first. As I can see here, another brother, again, who's coming on. brothers whenever they can. They're working hard, working brothers, even on Sundays. But they do try to find the time to support us and join our program. This brother is enduring, and he's been joining us for years. At the beginning of time, he works on Sundays, and so therefore he's not able to join every Sunday, but it's like it, because you know, it's his heart, it's his desire to. And we are always so grateful and thankful to have him when he can join us. And now we can bring him on next time at long, but maybe he might have something at this time to say.
Right there. Good morning, right there.
I can welcome him. I'm very glad. Brother Larry.
Hey.
I'm sorry, brother. I appreciate your number. You said, I'm going to speak to the other number. All right, yes. Brother Larry, now I have you right. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay. I appreciate you bringing me in, sister. And of course, I'd like to give my greetings to my God Allah. And I also like to thank Allah for you all sharing and taking your time and dedication try to teach and uplift believers and the human race, the ones who are listening and try to bring knowledge and guidance. But I'm not going to take a lot of time because I am certainly so interested myself in obtain and get the of and the support of this month here. So those that are, you know, the imams here and those that are more knowledgeable and reference to God, Quran and the Prophet Muhammad, our way of life, I'll dedicate my speak and of course Leno, that others may hear Imam God and teach us their way of life as we. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother Larry. We thank you for finding the time to be able to come on today, brother, because as the sister said, oftentimes I know you personally and you're a working man, and sometimes you can't come on because of your work. So we really appreciate having you on when you can get away from your work and come and join us to share the message of Allah with the whole world. And now, if you would, sister, co-host, I want to bring back on the imam from Atlanta. I could hear him trying to get in. We want to hear what he got to say because he's doing a wonderful job on, you know, the importance of this one particular night for all humanity. So would you bring on the 404 and the imam at this time?
Yes, brother. I think they're both on the same page there. I was just pointing out at that number to bring him back on next time. I'm doing lots of it. We're with each other in our minds, I think. Okay? Now I'm going to bring back on the man from Georgia, brother from Georgia. Oh, I bring Brother Kareem Shabazz.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum
salam. Remind myself and to remind you of the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is the gathering of information. Wisdom is when we put that information to use. So it's important that when we're changing lifestyles, because we're changing our lifestyle, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that when you take the shahada chain, and I may have mentioned this before, that when you take the shahada chain, you have to pursue your new belief as if it's your career. And in your career, you have to do things that you've never done before. And so it's very important that we understand this and we start to push ourselves past sitting and listening and enjoying and start putting the knowledge and information that we've been gathering to use. because life is movement. Life is not static. Life is movement, and we have to start moving in the direction of our new lifestyle. Or else we have no new lifestyle. We're just putting on the clothes, the outside appearance of taking on a new lifestyle, and we're saying some words that indicate that we are thinking in a different way. But until we start moving in the direction of the new life, the new way, the new culture, the new ideology, then we're stuck in the same place, just looking like we're not there, that we're not stuck. We look like we're doing something, but we're not really doing all that we could do. And everybody is different. Everybody has their own threshold of tolerance, their own threshold of behavior, things that they try easily, things that are more difficult for them to try. But just by the virtue of the fact of those who are fasting, just to fast in these hot summer days is not an easy thing to do. It's a mindset and a determination, and you have to will yourself and ask Allah for Allah's help to make you strong and determined to be able to do this. And you can. You're not going to die if you don't eat for 12 hours or 15 hours. You're not going to die if you don't drink for 12 or 15 hours. And so it's necessary that we start to make some definite moves out of our comfort zone and push ourselves further and faster and harder. Because if we don't, we're just going to be on the sideline saying some words that really have no meaning because we're not walking the talk.
Exactly.
I just wanted to remind myself and you all of that.
Thank you, Brother Imam. And I just want to say briefly to what your statement is, but I would like to add to what your wisdom is. Wisdom is the proper application in one's life, like you just said, of the knowledge of Allah. Allah, wisdom gives us the ability, Allah blesses us with the ability through His wisdom, divine wisdom, to be able to distinguish right from wrong in the Quran. Without hikmah, Allah's wisdom, you're just like Stevie Wonder, a blind man trying to read the Quran. You can't read the Quran. And reading for the human being is not reading the written word. It's understanding. We had a saying coming up. You did too. Out of all thy knowledge, get some understanding. And if you know, if I say that I'm a boxer, and then, you know, I get in the ring and get knocked out the first round, and you know, I'm not a boxer, I'm a perpetrator. But if I get in there, I say I'm a boxer, and I'm a professional boxer, like your likeness of what you said, and I get in there and I win the fight. Then you say, yeah, he's a boxer. So, you know, and there's another saying we had, a tree is known by the fruits it bears. So you can say you believe in the Creator all you want, whether you're a Muslim, a Christian, a Jew, or whoever you are. But unless your actions are righteous, unless your actions are moral, you don't know the Creator. Because Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said righteousness is good morality. And I just want to share this briefly with y'all, with what little time we may have, but it's been so beautiful. I've enjoyed everybody. I said here, to love Allah is to fear to displease Allah. Because when we displease Allah, we can't find any pleasure nowhere in Allah's creation. And people, hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. To remember Allah is to remember all good. And to forget Allah is to deliver ourselves into all evil. So changing this evil all over this world begins with striving to please Allah only. People, Our good pleasure is in Allah's good pleasure. Allah created the human heart with his spiritual love. So by nature, people, we are good. Allah's goodness and love starts in the human heart. This is why Allah say in his final revelations in the Holy Quran that he will never change our bad condition until we change the bad condition of our hearts. Most people, Allah say, find this hard to do. Allah say most people have this mentality, because they only believe in their own evil ways. Allah say all the good that happens in people's life, people enjoy, Allah say that good come from Allah, him. And Allah say all the evil that happens to us as human beings, he said it comes from our own selves. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam. You are listening to the family broadcast of Imam Jaheed Kabbalah, Reality of the Creator, which is brought to you every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We invite you to join us and to always invite someone else to join us. Let's do some dawah and at least spread the word. If you are enjoying the show, if you believe the book, we're giving the information correct, and good advice for you, and the best advice for you, and please share it with others by enjoying, and by enjoying to join also. Now, we have here another call back on the other brother who's from Mr. Zayn, and now Kareem, Abdul Kareem. So give him another chance at this time. See if he might have another word, another comment.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Alhamdulillah. I say it's always a benefit to listen more than I speak, but it's always good to share too when you have something to share. You know, my comments on these last 10 days, I would, you know, just like to reiterate, you know, that the Prophet ﷺ said, look for them in the odd nights, and this happens to be one of the years where it seems everyone started fasting together, and so the 27th was like a confirmation. I think there was a dream that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had, peace and blessings be upon him, had that he was praying in mud, or it was a wet area, and he told the people that were praying with him that, you know, we need to continue praying, looking for the night of power, because it's ahead of us. The angel Jibril said this night is ahead of us. And there was no clouds in the sky, and then it started raining, like, all of a sudden, and the companions of the messenger saw him prostrating and saw that mud on his forehead and felt that that was a confirmation of his dream, and that was, you know, on an odd night on one of the 10 days. But it's still highly recommended that on all the 10 days, just in case we're off, and, you know, this would probably be, if we were accurate, this would probably be the best, because we all started at the same time, so everybody's odd and even night is the same. Sometimes people may sight the moon on different days, so an odd night for us might be an even night for another state or another country, or, you know, even another city. Just depends on when they started their Ramadan. But The 10 days, it's still the best. If we could, and my mouth is closest to my ears, if we could try to get up and pray the Qiyam al-Layl, pray the additional night prayers every night in these last 10 days, it's the best for us. And that way we can, you know, have more faith that we caught it than just trying to wait till the 27th, which is what so many of us do. We just try to wait till that one, you know, the 27th, and just pray the extra Qiyam al-Layl on that night. You'll see the masjid's full. But in our particular masjid in Watertown, and the masjid in closer to Imam Shahid over there, the new masjid in Colfax there, they are praying the Qiyam al-Layl every night, in addition to the Tarawiyah prayer. So in addition to the extra prayer that we pray at night for maybe up to an hour, they're doing an extra getting up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and praying again to try to catch that night of power, which is better than 1,000 months. So I just want to reiterate it for myself because it does take an extra push. You know, I feel drained now just because it's a warmer day. I still got some stuff I need to do outside. I'm fasting. You know, my throat is dry. So it's an extra push. You know, it's a beautiful weekend. It's an extra push for us to get up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. For some people, it's easy. Some soldiers just, you know, have been doing it for so long. I talk to Imam Shabazz, and he tells me how often he reads the Quran. He goes through it at least once a month. And most people can't do that, you know. So some people getting up at 2 or 3 in the morning is not that easy. And if you could only do it one night, then make it the 27th, because alhamdulillah, that's you know, the night that a lot of people believe it is, with a lot of good reason. But if you can get up every night in these last 10 days, 2 or 3, even 4 in the morning if you're going to do a short, you know, prayer, and pray additional prayers, it'll just make it give us so much more of a chance to meet each other in paradise, which is what we do all of this for. Inshallah.
Yes, sir.
Because we want to meet each other in paradise. These conversations that we're having over the phone or over the radio station or even in person, these are just fleeting. And there's solid hadith that say, they're going to ask, how long is this life? They're going to say, this life was just a few days. And then the Prophet corrected one of his companions. They're going to say, this life was only a day. So we hear 60, 70, 80 years. This life is like a day compared to forever, you know, compared to being able to meet each other in paradise. Allah has given us everything we need to survive here on this earth, right? He's given us air to breathe, water to drink, food to eat, even though it's more difficult for some people to appropriate those things than others. But He's given us everything we need to survive. Now picture Allah giving us a resort to stay in forever, a resort where we're never going to have to ask for anything except just want it and put your hand out and it's there. I mean, this is only something the Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim can provide for His slaves, for His worshippers, for His ibadi. That's us, His worshippers, His slaves, His you may think it's not honorable to be a slave, but if you're Allah's slave, you have the most honorable position you could ever have on this planet, now or in the hereafter. And when all of this is laid flat, we're going to want to have every night of power that we could possibly have had. We're going to want every single one and try, and I'm going to try to get up and make these prayers 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning every night in these last 10 days and put that extra effort in, and I do it in the hope of pleasing Allah and in the hope of meeting you brothers and sisters who's on this conversation in Jannah so we could talk about it. Inshallah. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum.
Ameen. As-salamu alaykum to you, to our brother Imam. That was very beautiful, heartfelt, and it was clear. And so, you know, the clarity that all of you all have been blessed by Allah to give on this program today is so beautiful. I mean, because this month, I just got a feeling over me where I just feel like a little child. You know, like the Imam said, I feel like I'm just coming into the world. You know, the humility that Allah's blessed me with during this month. You know, I was even in a car accident, I think it was just before this month, and I was at fault because it was, they out there on the highway and they building, and you can come up on signs, but I should have still been going slower. But I did, me and the lady, we both, she said, it wasn't your fault or mine, but I said, I take the blame because I should have still just, you know, been more alert, you know, and even going more slow. Even the police say, you did a good job, though. But, see, that's another thing. If you want to get to Jannah, Allah don't only say in the Quran, strive as though we're in a race towards all that's good. Allah, the Most High, also say, strive as though you're in a race in repentance. And he also say, along with, he say, fear me. And he say, also fear the fire. And see, if you fear, if you don't got burnt before, if you ever got burnt before, it can be a burn on your finger. It feel like your whole body got burnt. So we can't even imagine, because we ain't experienced it, the hell fire. But believe it or not, nobody that's going to hell want to go to hell. They just don't know it now. But Allah said, now while we're in this material world, we're in a working day that have no reckoning. He says soon, very soon, we will be in a reckoning day where there is no work. So now Allah says, time for us to work for spiritual profit, for spiritual gain, not material gain. You know, most Muslims and most people now, you come and say with them, and all they're talking about is something worldly or material, or the flesh. My whole conversation, like Brother Imam said, is this Quran, because, I mean, you know, that's our life. Our life is in the words of Allah. Allah's word is life. When Allah said, kun, fire kun, be, everything that he created that's got life came into life through his words. So everything we see with life, that life come from Allah. So we should not take not one breath for granted. Because like the Brother Imam just said from Muslim Cell and Brother Abdul Kareem, Allah say with every breath of our life, we dying. We dying fast. And like the brother said, I'm so glad he mentioned that, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the longest lifespan, and you can see it clearly, nowadays is between 60, 70, maybe 80, but definitely. And even now, I'm in my 60s. And when I was in my 40s, I was going through so much, I was wondering if I would make it to 50. And now Allah has blessed me to be in my 60s, the same age the Prophet Muhammad was when Allah called him home to Jannah. And so if I leave here any time, it'll be an honor to me during this age because, you know, and you brothers can correct me because, you know, the co-host shared this with me. The Prophet, this is he was poisoned the last 10 years of his life, and he worked like he had no illness at all. I've been going through illness after illness, and I have an illness now that I'm going through, but it's just like I'm not going through the illness because I don't focus on it as being an illness. It's a purification. Allah says whatever we go through, he sent us through by way of trial here in this world, it's to purify us so that we will be free of sin when we leave this world and we won't have no fear on the day of judgment of going into the hellfire. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. You're listening to Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabbat, the Hours of the Creator, which comes to every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And thank you for joining us this Sunday. As you can see, we have a lot of beautiful guests here today. And we are bringing us so much information on the Night of Papa of the Hour. And we want to thank God for this. We learned so much. We received so much knowledge that we didn't know, didn't have before. And this is just like reading the Quran opening, and it's like we've been reading and reading, but we just see something for the first time, but we never saw it before. So this is why we come together like this. We share the wisdom and knowledge that Allah has given to us. He's given us all something different. Some of the same information, some information that's different, we share with one another. That's how merciful it is. We have another number here that has been on for a few minutes, and I'm going to see at this time if there's anything to say. This number is 559-772-7388. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Babarak. I'm calling from San Diego, California. And this is my first time calling. I was just listening and taking in the information. Whatever has been said thus far has been a life-giving message. And I'm just trying to live the life of Islam as the best of our ability, following the examples of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Waraqzi Muhammad has given us some very good insights into how this life should be lived. And Ramadan has been a blessing. Here it's been raining almost most of the month, and I see that as a blessing, actually. I just posted something on Facebook that Ramadan is like a refreshing rain that douses the fires of passion, and it washes away the pollution of thinking, and it spurs new growth.
Allahu Akbar.
So I'm trying to take advantage of this month. The brother Imam who spoke earlier about the night of power, the itikafs in the masjid, inshallah, I'll be attending that and sure to take his words very seriously about the prayers, because as we know, every breath we take, as he said, is one step closer to the death of this life. And so I just wanted to call in, Sister Isla, I believe it was. That's the name, the number on my page. And I said, let me do this, because we're 3 hours behind you, I guess. I don't, it's about 9:30 almost. So,
yes, sir.
So anyway, I just wanted to call and inshallah maybe do this more often now that I've been made aware of this venue. And basically, that's all I've got to say at this moment. I mean, there's stuff I could say, but I just woke up recently. I've got my prayers in this morning, did my iftar, I read my Quran, and just laid here and finally dozed back off asleep, and I'm up now and ready to go.
I'm doing it up. Well, brother, man, we are so appreciative of Allah's mercy in blessing you to join us today. It's like a refreshing, as you were saying, Ramadan is like a refreshing rain. I would say, like Allah used it, similitude in the Quran, of those who only worship the things in this world. He said they are like a man parched with thirst in the desert. And he sees
yes.
what looked like to him a sheet of water up there, and he know if he can just make it up there to that water, he can keep on living. And
yes.
Allah say, this is for the unbelievers. Allah say, but when he gets up there, he finds it to be nothing, and he dies in agony because he was pursuing
yes.
an illusion. That's how this world life is. It's an illusion.
Yes.
And the being in it is an illusion, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, we really appreciate what you said, and I do agree with you on Imam Waqiuddin Muhammad, because I started following his example in 1976. This year would be 45 years for me. I got something here briefly, and I can hear a noise in the background, sister, if you can help us out with that. I don't know who that is. But brother Imam Abdul Karim on the program gave me about a 30-page lecture by Imam Waqiuddin Muhammad. He said, you would really like this. And the title of it is The Growth of Human Consciousness by Imam Waqiuddin Muhammad. And that's
yes.
profound. That's profound.
Yes.
The growth
yes,
of human, it's a difference in the human conscious and a jinn
or evil conscience.
Exactly.
Great on Brother Emmanuel.
I just want to mention one thing, too. Here in San Diego, we were the first Islamic institution on the West Coast in 1949. 70 years ago, we're going to be celebrating a 70th year commemoration of the establishment of Islam on the West Coast. We were, at that time, under the Nation of Islam, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We were Temple number 8, right after New York City.
Yes.
First on the East Coast, and we're doing a very historical thing. There's so much stuff that has been done here to spread Islam on the West Coast up to Los Angeles, San Francisco, Long Beach, but it all started here in San Diego for the West Coast. And this commemoration that we're doing on the 22nd of June, if you can make it, we're going to be doing advertising in the Muslim Journal and asking people to come and help us celebrate and see what Islam has done for the humanity. And
that's right.
We evolved from that state to come into the clear knowledge of Islam. And had it not been for those pioneers before us, we wouldn't be where we are today. So I just want to make that mention. So if you follow the Muslim Journal, and the information should be there shortly, or the article that I wrote detailing some of the historical progression of this community here in San Diego, the first to be established. I was thinking in 1949, I was 5 years old. And so here I am. Now, you can do your math and you can figure out how old I am, but inshallah, this has been very beneficial, and I appreciate you, sister and brother, for putting this program on. I thank the sister for giving me the number to call, and I said, let me do this. I'm about a half hour late, but I could. It's still on, so let me call. So thank you.
Thank you.
Keep up the good works. We really
and
appreciate it.
And you all keep up the good. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Brian.
I'm just saying, let's keep up the good works. And if you can make it. We're going to have some distinguished speakers here to help us honor this. And anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. But keep the good works up, brothers, because sister, we need this kind of stuff. We need to get to TV. We need to make Islam on the lips of everyone positively.
That's right.
You know, the media, those who control the information, controls the mind.
That's right,
brother. We have to make sure that we not only have television programs and radio programs, we need to be actively getting the message of Islam into every ear that can hear it.
That's right. Absolutely.
And hopefully one day we can be like all these mega TV Christian ministers who have their TV programs. We just need one good program that's sound, and I know that once people hear it the first time, they will come back for a second time.
Absolutely.
So
I agree.
We need to duplicate your efforts, what you're doing here, everywhere. We need to. Not you. We need to. We need to have this everywhere.
That's right, Brother Imam. That's exactly right.
Right.
And you know, Brother Imam, you know, you all used to go out during the Nation of Islam. It was called fishing. It's called Dawah now, but it's the same. It means the same thing. We went back out in the community to our people to introduce Islam to them. And like you say, a lot of people, they don't like to hear you say Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Well, you know, it doesn't matter what people like to hear. You know, I heard, I don't agree with what Minister Farrakhan, everything he say, but like Imam Wafi Muhammad said, he said a lot of good things. He said some things that Imam Wafi Muhammad said I wouldn't say, but he say he's telling the truth, directly to this corrupt government. And as you said, the corrupt media they're trying to make Islam look like it's a barbaric religion where people like to blow up people and this type of thing, lying on Islam. But the more people have been lying on Islam, don't you know Allah has been causing more growth of Islam?
That's true. And the fact is, if you have a you're making a cake, I'm just using this as an example, not everybody's going to like the cake. Even
That's
though they
right.
like cake, they may not like that cake. I know there are people, there are even some Muslims who say they don't like the bean pie. Now, the bean pie was something that we cultivated, but they have their own reason for it because they say, I got diabetes, I can't eat it, I can't this. But this doesn't mean it's not good for somebody.
That's right.
And there used to be a saying, Islam is for everybody, everybody's not for Islam. Because some people, no matter what.
That's right.
No matter what you say to them, they will not change their ways. They will stick to it. And we have an example of that, as we see from the political offices, highest offices in the land. They will let our president, I'm trying to be respectful, say and do anything he can because they have an agenda. So right or wrong doesn't matter because it doesn't, it interferes with their agenda. We have to
That's
speak the
fact.
Truth, as Allah says, no matter whom it's against, even if it's against
That's
yourself.
Right. Correct.
So when you get to a point where you can't speak the truth because your agenda is more important than the truth, then we're definitely on the road to destruction.
No doubt.
So we have to speak the truth. And sometimes when you speak the truth, like I hear you say, or one of the brothers said, that the first brother that I heard, that his mouth is closest to his ears.
Yeah.
So when you speak the truth, it hits your ears first because it even resonates
right.
in your soul when you say it.
That's right.
And so if you think, oh, if I say this, it's going to expose my own shortcomings, then you're being hypocritical.
That's exactly
because,
right.
Because you have to speak, and you can't speak with, as the Native Americans used to say, the white man speaks with forked tongues.
Exactly.
And yet he spoke two languages.
That's right.
And one of them were, and they were opposite to each other. So
Correct.
You have to pick and choose which one of this is the truth. When it gets to a point where you have to debate whether or not you can trust what a man says because he's been known as a liar, as our president, then you don't trust anything. And in fact, they have in the court system, if you are a witness and you are lying on the stand, everything you say thereafter can be discarded and can't be trusted. You become
right.
an unreliable witness. But yet they let
That's
our
right.
president lie every day, thousands
Absolutely.
Of times. And yet they accept everything he says. Once you lie, your credibility is gone, particularly if
it's
become
it's gone.
An epidemic liar, what they call pathological
exactly.
liar.
Right.
So if you're a pathological liar, how can I believe anything you say? And we have the clear example of the man who cried wolf. The little boy who cried wolf.
That's right.
And every time he come, he was joking. And one day a wolf actually showed up, and nobody would respond to his call.
That's right.
because he said, well, he's cried wolf so many times, and there was no real wolf. Now we're not going to call. So he, in the desperation of the real wolf, nobody responded to his aid. So this is real important that we make sure we stick to the truth. And when we do err and make a mistake, don't be too afraid to admit I was wrong.
Exactly.
I'm going to correct myself. You can't correct yourself from your wrong if you never admit that you were wrong.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
So anyway, I didn't mean to talk quick, but I just wanted to chime in. But that's basically all I got to say.
Okay, thank you very much, Brother Man. We got about 5 minutes. And
we have one. Excuse me.
How many?
Excuse me for interrupting. Yes, actually, we have about 35 or 40 seconds now. I've been given the notice. I don't know whether you could hear it or not. I thought we have two more minutes. So we just have to.
Thank you, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless you.
Thank you very much, man. So, walaikum salam. So we'll say a quick prayer. Oh, Allah, forgive us if we said anything that goes against your divine will in the Quran and the Sunnah of your Prophet Muhammad. And oh, Allah, bless all of the true mu'minun believers in the world this blessed month that carries the most blessed night of all our little short lifetime here on your planet Earth. And bless us, the true mukminoons, with the good of this world and the good of the next life. And please save us from the torments of the hellfire. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum.
Ameen.
Alaykum as-salam. We want to thank you very much for joining us today. And please, remember to join us. If not,
one who would forbid the wrong, one who would